Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
It's 5:30 in the morning, and I am recording this as I watch the sun rise over the tree line, over the water on the horizon. And then I can see the sun reflecting on the water. The water is like glass. It is so beautiful. And while I can experience sunrises every single day, I experience it through my home in my neighborhood with a bunch of trees filled with leaves blocking it. So I don't get that fresh, broad view like I do when I'm up at the lake, and that's where I'm at right now. So I'm looking, as I speak to you, in awe about how amazing God's creation of this planet, of the universe, of the cosmos, of you and me really is. I wish I could see this every day. Every day, walk out and truly appreciate God's beauty and start my day with prayer, thanking Him. But I don't have that same feeling when I'm at my house and I'm sitting there getting ready. I do pray. I do see the sun come up. I do see the light come into the world. But it's not quite like this. It's amazing. And that was what I wanted to say today, for all of us to focus on the beauty of the world around us. I actually recorded a minute of an escape this morning, and I posted it on Facebook. It's of the lake, of the birds. A duck comes and lands in the water, quacking and saying, "Hello, world, I'm here." The only disturbance in the water was the duck landing. And I just sat there thinking, wow. Then, of course, a mosquito comes in the front of my camera and then comes to the other side ready to bite me. So, you know, I had to swat it away. But that's all part of it, too. And then I looked at all of the different birds out there. The robins that are eating worms out of the ground. The purple marlins who are flying around eating those bugs out of the air. We have a red-headed woodpecker who I haven't seen yet this morning, who's pecking at the bark of the trees to feed its little babies up in this old telephone pole that they breed in every single year. And I sit and I think, wow, God, everything that you have created is complementary or is helpful to another species or creature that you created. I went out and I rubbed the bark of a tree. When was the last time you've touched a tree? We were kids, we would climb them, right? I haven't touched a tree in forever unless it's to weed around it or to push myself up against it as I get myself up off of my knees as I'm weeding around it. And I thought, thank you, tree, for producing oxygen and then living off of my carbon dioxide. What a compliment you are to the world. You tree, you. So today, let's just notice everything, every blade of grass, and think about how many blades of grass there are on the planet. Maybe you're around the beach and you can see the sand. Maybe you can take in the sunset or the sunrise. Notice the breeze blowing in your hair and on your skin, what it feels like. Let's try to appreciate and take in nature around us today and the world. God is so amazing. Let's notice the different flowers, the different kinds of shrubs and trees. Let's notice everything having to do with God's creation. How many different ground animals can you see today? Can you get out on a walk and smell? Like truly be in the walk? Can you smell the fresh cut grass? Can you smell the flowers around you? Maybe touching a few of the leaves on the trees and the bushes as you walk by them. And truly engage all of your senses in the world around you. I don't think we do that much. We exist kind of in the world around us. But we don't take that moment with whatever it is that's standing right next to us to touch it, to feel it, to appreciate. What are you here for? Are you here for pure beauty? Are you here to feed bees, to be a shelter for birds, to raise their babies? I mean, it's really just phenomenal when you think about everything. And of course, if you live by water, what's in that water? The algae and the plant life that's in there that's helping to keep the fish alive. The other bugs, right? There are bugs in there that are feeding the fish that are in there and the birds that fly around. I don't know. It's just what fun God must have had, right? What God must have been thinking, well, I'll create this and this will help that and that will help this and these can all coexist together in this, you know, ecosystem of water. And then I'll, you know, make the birds in the air and the animals and the creepy crawly things. I'm still not quite sure about that whole creepy crawly thing, but hey, he's God. He knew what he was doing. So I hope that you take a moment today and experience, touch, smell, taste even. Have you ever picked up a piece of grass, a blade of grass out of the ground, and on the bottom there's that little white piece? I used to do this a lot when I played soccer. We would just pick the grass out and we would chew the bottom of the grass where that white was. I mean, it didn't taste all that great, but it didn't harm you either. And it's interesting to say, huh, I'm eating grass. I don't know if I swallowed it. We just kind of chewed on it, but I'm sure some of it went down my throat and didn't kill me. But people would put a piece of hay in their mouth and chew on it. Let's like really experience something in the world today that we would otherwise just walk on by and take for granted. Never think about, why is this even here? Why do we have grass? You know, like just start thinking a little bit deeper about the creation that God put in front of us that we take for granted or honestly just ignore most of the time. Alrighty, everyone, I hope you have an opportunity to truly engage in life today in a new way with appreciation to God, thanking Him, loving Him, praising Him. This is what we need to do all day, every day, to stay living in the Spirit. The more we praise, the more we thank, the more we love, the more we're going to see God in everything. Not just in Mass, not just in the Word, not just through our special prayer time or our vocal prayers such as the Rosary, but in the world that He gave us to live in and experience and appreciate. So let's do that today. Let's thank God for everything that He created, including ourselves. Appreciate who we are, every flaw that we think we have. Let's remind ourselves that we are wonderfully made. I love you all. Have a blessed, fully experienced day. Take care.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the Daily Gospel, to the Rosary, to Daily Examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.